graduated. Whole city tryna play. I'ma sound anticipated. Whole brand educated. We don't hear the shit you saying. How you niggas underrated? If you niggas ever made it, I might do it for the culture. I might put him on a post. Fly a nigga killing vultures. Cut the razor Motorola. Got the Andy and the Dodger. Juiced up semi sauce. Spilling liquor on the culture. Little nigga get accosted. You ain't moving how you supposed to. Six cents with the ghost, yeah. I'm about to call the coroner. Another body with the flow, yeah. I'm about to go to Florida. Now these niggas, they don't know, yeah. I'm about to get the foreign car. Little nigga do the most, yeah. Twist the game on live. Rookie season on star. I'ma get it on God. I'ma get it on God. Twist the game on live. Rookie season on star. I'ma get it on God. I'ma get it on God. I'ma get it no lie. I'ma tell him no lie. I ain't tryna waste time. They talk, I grind. Whole squad on fire. Bad bitch so fine. You been playing both sides. I been cutting off ties. Put your head up in the noose. Boy, you must have been confused. I don't work for number two. I'ma get it, can't lose. So he popping with the proof. They don't wanna hear the truth. Old style, old news. You don't wanna make them choose. I just call a nigga Henry. Talking about a sip of Henny. Why these niggas wanna get me? Oh, these niggas just pretending. I got Prada and a Fendi. I say this Gucci don't offend me. I put mama in a Bentley. I'ma do it if you let me. Twist the game on live. Rookie season on star. I'ma get it on God. I'ma get it on God. Twist the game on live. Rookie season on star. I'ma get it on God. I'ma get it on God. Twist the game on live. Rookie season on star. I'ma get it on God. I'ma get it on God. Twist the game on live. Rookie season on star. I'ma get it on God. I'ma get it on God.
Mic check, mic checker. What's good? What's good, Van City? You know what it is. This is CITR 101.9 FM coming live and direct from unceded Musqueam territory at the heart of UBC Point Grey campus. It's the New Era Show. We back, baby. We back. Due to popular demand, we back. It's been a while since I've been behind the mic at CITR, man. It's been like 2 years. In that time, the homie been to Ontario, I've been to Alberta, I've been to parts of BC that I ain't never been to. And we came back full circle. It's my last year at UBC. It's been a wild ride, 5 years. Well, graduating end of May, so that'll be 5.5 years since I came here, 2014. It's been a hell of a ride, you know what I'm saying? Man's feeling brand new out here, you know what I'm saying? I feel brand new. And I figured, man, ain't no way to cap off the New Era Show than to have a February Black History Month special, you know what I'm saying? This month is special to folks who look like me, sound like me, think like me. Hey, and you know me, I'm Shari, man. I'm always looking for an excuse to party, you know what I'm saying? So Black History Month, that's what it is. And today's episode is special. A couple weeks back, I had the honor of interviewing Karun Mungai, who's an artist, R&B. She's a musician from Kenya, internationally recognized, BET nominated and winning, you know what I'm saying? So I had the opportunity to interview her while she came to UBC as part of the speaking panel at the Africa Business Forum. So I'm going to be playing some of that interview, excerpts from the interview. We had a long interview, but you know how the radio airwaves go. We can't play it all tonight, but I'm going to play some segments and I'm going to have a full version online. So stay tuned for that. And as you can hear right now, playing through your speakers, that's Mama Rude Yell. So I got some of that good, good local BC, you know what I'm saying, curated by your own selector, Shari, you know how I do. So I got some Mama Rude Yell. Before her, you heard Tion Gibbs. That's a homie I met at the UBC Africa Business Forum as well, you know what I'm saying, a really inspiring young man out here doing his thing. So got some more Tion Gibbs coming. And I'll also introduce y'all to Karun's music, you know what I'm saying. So for the moment, chill back, listen to some Mama Rude Girl, and we got that New Era Show vibes going. So let's get Event City. Hope y'all are having an amazing time. I've missed y'all, you know what I'm saying? I'd love to hear from y'all. Check out my social media, Facebook, Instagram, The Afrolution, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up, let me know how you're doing. Hope you're blessed on this beautiful Sunday. Job blessed. We thank God that we're here, alive and kicking. And I pray for all our brethren who couldn't be here. we have you in our memories. So let's keep the vibes going. We got some good music for y'all. Bless up.
Forever, forever. Say now, put me on would naturally, as you began on this adventure of dreams, you would fulfill all your wishes. You would have every kind of pleasure, you see. And after several nights, you would say, well, that was pretty great. But now let's have a surprise. Let's have a dream which isn't under control. Well, something is going to happen to me that I don't know what it's going to be. Then you would get more and more adventurous, and you would make further and further out gambles as to what you would dream. And finally, you would dream where you are now.
You know what, let me go back, you know, take it to the beginning. What got you into music? You know, you've been involved in music your whole life. What got you, maybe initially your parents got you into music or something, but at which point did you decide this music thing is for you and you claimed it?
My parents never actually got me into music with me. Mm. From the age of six, I always just wanted to sing.
Oh, yeah.
I had an aunt who used to do theater, she'd do musicals, and she'd perform on stage with live bands, and I just used to love that. So yeah. That inspired me. That's my dad's sister. So my dad is obsessed with music. Soul music, funk music, the great, the blues. And he would always play the music around the house and tell me, you know who this is? And he'd tell me this whole story. So I think it started from a really young age. And by the time I was in high school, I started producing in Logic, just messing around. Actually, no, I started in GarageBand first.
Yeah.
And then moved to Logic. And yeah. And then I found the group. And then, yes, we started recording. And I became a recording artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always known that I wanted to do this. And people kind of along the way thought that I was insane. Like, yeah. You know, you need a plan B, you need to make money, blah, blah. I'm like, it's okay, no, I'm going to make it work.
Yeah.
That's just been me.
Man, you know, and I think that also just, that maybe we should have introduced the interview with that. The fact that you're right now in Vancouver, UBC, to take part in what's known as UBC's Africa Business Club, Africa Business Forum 2020. Just if you can just talk on that, because I was about to dive into a whole bunch of questions about the whole, like, you know, oh, you need a plan B or something, you know, you can't do this music thing full time. So I was going to get into that. But first, if you don't mind telling us about
the matter at hand.
Yeah, yeah. Africa Business Club and how you got involved with them and what people should expect from tomorrow.
Yeah, so that's what brings me to Vancouver. First time ever on the profile call. It's also really nice. I mean, it's not that different from Boston. So I like it. It's way better. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. So yeah, I got hit up by the email just says entertainment panel at UBC or something, whatever. And I was like, oh my God, this is so daunting. And I just sent it to my mom like, what is this? They want me to speak on a panel at University of British Columbia, and I kind of freaked out for a bit, and I didn't respond for like a day or two, just thinking about it, like, really?
Yeah.
But then I just decided to seize the opportunity and prepare myself so that I wasn't so nervous. But that was months ago, actually. They sent me up really early, so I've had time to just like wrap my mind around it. But they want me to speak on entertainment in Africa, so I'm on the entertainment panel, and basically the music scene from my perspective, because at this point I've been in the industry for 10 years. I've seen the growth, I've seen the bad side, I've seen the good side, I've performed in South Africa, performed in Rwanda, I've interacted with African musicians from all over the continent and the diaspora, so I kind of have a wide view of the Kenyan, of the African music industry from a Kenyan perspective. That's what I'm going to be doing for this panel.
Nice. Were you surprised the fact that there's someone out here who thinks your experience qualifies you to speak to, you know, an upcoming generation and guys?
what is it called? It's called imposter syndrome. I mean, of course I feel that way. Like this past year, 2019 has been a bit crazy. I was shortlisted on the Africa Forbes at the end of 13 years. Mm-hmm. And that was shocking.
Yeah,
yeah. I didn't get used to that. I'm still saying it out loud. It's just weird.
Yeah. Congrats.
But I'm the kind of person who's, I'm really doing this for the love of music. And so when these accolades come up and people try to put me on a pedestal, I'm like, honestly, I'm just doing, this is what I do. Like,
yeah.
Everybody has their thing that they do. So yeah. I'm not going to think that I'm something like so far removed or something special. It's just what I do once. And people connect with music on an interesting level. So that's what puts musicians, like, I don't know, in a different way. It's not the same thing as, like, this guy who does IT. People are coming to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But, like, he's probably impacting some people's lives.
Yeah,
it's
just
in a different way.
Yeah.
So this is just what I do.
Okay. And, like, just on that note, so, like you mentioned, you've been in the music industry for at least actively. You know, you've been actively for 10 years, you said. How have you changed as a person? You know, when you look, you still see the same girl you saw in the mirror 10 years ago nowadays? Or what is something?
Yeah, definitely changed. So when I started, legit, when I met the group that catapulted me into the industry, I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
And when we started, I was 15. Like, when we were out doing music videos and, like, shows and whatever, I was 50. Mm-hmm. Now I'm 25.
Yeah.
So definitely, everything has changed.
Yeah.
Everything. I have a son. Like,
yeah.
This is my job now. Before, it was more like this balance between being a student and going after my dream in a world that saw that as completely crazy. But also, on top of that, I was a female, I was young. And so I had to kind of prove myself in the industry when I was out there.
Yeah.
But at least I had, like, my family around me to support me. My mom would come for everything. She'd come for shows, shoots, interviews, everything.
Yeah.
So that was amazing that she supported me like that.
Yeah.
And it's very strange, actually, because in Kenya, I mean, I think you know that that generation, like my parents' generation, are not really fans of art.
Yeah.
In supporting someone like that is, like, kind of out of the ordinary. So they played a big part in me being me, like this.
Yeah, man. So what y'all just heard there was an excerpt from the interview I did with Karen, like I said, a couple weeks back. And, you know, just to give you a bit of flavor about who the lady is. So Karen Mungai is an alternative R&B musician based in Nairobi. She's also a Berklee College of Music alumni who is featured on Forbes Africa Top 30 and the 30 list in 2019. But she's most known for being the number one first lady in Nairobi's BET-nominated hip-hop group, Camp Mula. Now, those are cats that I grew up listening to. Shout out Camp Mula, man. You guys inspired the shit out of Shaori. And, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for doing that for, you know, my generation. You guys showed us that, you know, people like us, young people, we don't need, like, a fat ass check to get your video on YouTube. You know, you can do it yourself. And that sparked up, you know, a bulb in all our minds. Like, damn, we can do it ourselves. So shout out Camp Mula. Shout out Karen. And I got a song here from Karen. And this is the song she did with the homie Ukweli. Shout out Ukweli. And this song's called Roses. I'm going to play it for y'all. And then I'll play you some Turunesh. Shout out Turunesh, the queen from Tanzania. And I'll play you some Turunesh and some more Nairobi stuff. And then we'll get back into the interview. But you know what it is. It's a beautiful Sunday out here in Vancouver. Thank God it ain't raining. And tomorrow's family day. So happy family day to you and your family, man. I miss my family. Shout out my family back in Nairobi. I miss y'all. So, hey, take advantage of having your family around. And if you ain't got your family right here, yo, I'm family, man. I'm your fam, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up on social media, let's vibe. So, yo, let's get it.
Like that. put me over the moon, like where's my head at? Someone help me. You put me on, like I said, we one and the same movie. Since then, I feel like I've been blind. You're my type of guy, you're my guiding light. Over your skin, let me breathe. Let my fingers flow on your skin, like I know you wanna see me. Go deep, go deep. And the sea, and the sea. Deeper, I swear, I've never seen, never seen. I never knew love like that, like that. I never knew love, yeah. You in my thoughts, yeah, I feel ya, yeah. Doing the most of my dreams, yeah. I think it's a joke, think again, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, feel like I've been blind. You're my type of guy, you're my guiding light. Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mapenzi ya kurizika itanitaitikia, nitakupatia karia, utakuwa bonge la Bwana. Hey Bwana, hey Bwana, hey Bwana, hey. Mimi ni malkia, lakini sitakutawala. Mapenzi bila wahala, magumu takurahisishia. Mimi ni malkia, lakini sitakutawala. Mapenzi bila wahala, magumu takurahisishia. Walai tell a lie, this heat feels right. Hey Bwana, hey Bwana, hey, hey. Mapenzi bila kuogopa, hamna kuongopa. Mme na mke usawa, hautani tawala. Nikita itikia, kama ni subira, nitakusubiria. Can you find me faster, faster, me no kasi, to fika mbali, wallahi, billahi, sita tell a lie. Mimi ni malkia, lakini sita kutawala. Mapenzi bila wahala, magumu takurahisishia. Mimi ni malkia, lakini sita kutawala. Mapenzi bila wahala, magumu takurahisishia. Nitakuwezesha, utakuwa bonge la Bwana. Eh Bwana, eh Bwana, eh eh eh. Eh Bwana, eh eh Bwana. Eh Bwana. Eh Bwana.
Wanaangalia, but only you can tell me. all juice cocotting. Oh yeah,
to our producers.
Telling me, calling me late night. She don't do no date nights, she don't waste no time. No time, yeah. She telling me, come over, baby. I'm gonna be home alone. Come over. She Snapchat it to my phone. Come over, baby. I'll be home alone. Come over. I don't wanna be alone. She's a temptation. Yeah, and you can call me David Ruffin, baby. I call you back, but right now I'm kinda busy, baby. I'm in the streets, getting to the money, baby. You should come take a trip with me. You can come and get lit with me. I got a party tonight. Bring your friends, you can skip the line. Come catch your vibe. Matter of fact, pull up after 9. It's gonna be lit by 10:05. Come chill with the real bad guys. I goddamn keep the drink on ice. We do this every night. Make it feel so right, yo.
Riding in the ghost, smoking in the loud. I don't see nobody, I don't hear nobody. Listening to Moolah, thinking I'm a Moolah. Easy on my feet, yeah, and daddy. Yeah, I pray for blessings, young G, making people. Yeah, my mama told me never stop, never delay. I'm steady on my grind, I got this deep inside me. Music flowing.
Man, okay, I'm out here trying to function cooler than I once was. Copied like it's nothing, running the side of the compass. I'm passing it with honors. Now we're eating lobster. Things done changed for me since I was younger. Riding around in Nairobi, real niggas only. I'm 19 and I'm touring. Michael Torres foreign. My sneakers say Air Jordan. Snitches still reported. I'm out here recording. I'm out here importing.
We don't even ask for prices no more.
When I walk into the store, there's no reason I should.
We don't even ask for prices no more.
Cause I've been working all play. If I deserve it, I'll pay.
Cause we ball, we top charts. We young cats, we work hard.
Yo.
Cause we ball, we top charts. We young cats, we work hard.
I consider these rhymes as my reason to exist. Reason to be missed. Sold you but a season worth of hits. Speaking is a bit. Have to reconfigure what I spit. Teachers, if you sit down to the preacher of the kids, you could learn. The music has turned into a medicine, saving the youth and also many, many, many men. Plenty we spend on these records till we make our ends. So pardon the bends as I'm rocking up with all her friends.
Yeah, because there's something about this life. Born for this, we are. I can't explain, but it's inevitable. Destined for greatness. Effortlessly making hits. Who knew it turned out like this? Yeah.
We don't even ask for prices no more.
When I walk into the store, there's no reason I should know.
We don't even ask for prices no more.
Cause I've been working all play. If I deserve it, I'll pay.
Cause we both, we top charts. We young cats, we work hard. Cause we both.
In my closet, yeah. Riding round and I'm getting it. Show money deposit. Touring out and I'm jetting, betting it. All these fly kicks that be rocking. Nice whips I pull up in. Got your girl out here letting it. Boy,
foreign brands yeah. So that's some of that Kamula. That's that Kamula. Remember I mentioned Kamula? So Karen was part of Kamula. That's where she started off from. And we're gonna get back into the interview. And she's gonna talk about that. Her new EP, the Glow EP, that's coming out soon. She said it's coming out soon, so we're waiting on that. And yeah, just for your reference, that's Prices featuring Wizkid, man, Wizkid. And you know, Karen actually talks about a story of how when Wizkid first came to Kenya and he was introduced to Kamula, and you know, he was hella excited to meet them. He was a huge fan of them. And you know, she's gonna talk about that. So we're gonna head back to the interview. Just like that. Sit back, relax, Vancouver. I got you. Enjoy.
why did you go to college first of all? You already successful. You're already successful according to other people. Like you, to other people probably thought that you already had enough skin in the game. Why would you go to university?
I mean, that's another problem with the Kenyan industry. But you've spoken on many things that I'm actually going to be talking about tomorrow on the panel, is how we have this generation of classic, like, in the Kenyan industry, and how, where did our parents' mentality come from, that music is not something that should be respected, it's not a legitimate job. It's actually in the 70s, there was this change. There was like a heavy major label presence in Kenya, and there was a functioning music industry. So there was a time when music was a legitimate job and made money and it was respected. But then the government started switched perspectives. They switched from supporting the arts to supporting sciences. Major labels left. They taxed Kenyan music, which made it illegal for DJs to play Kenyan music without paying that money. And obviously these DJs are not going to play that money. They're going to play international music instead. And so over time, the perception of Kenyan music degraded, and it became something that you're not proud of. You're not going to make money from this anyways, because they're not playing you on the radio, so no one gets to hear your music, so you're not getting booked for shows. So now they're telling your parents that, oh, I don't have any money. So they're going to be like, this is not a legitimate job.
Yeah,
and so from then on, it just went down. And I think it had to do with the politics of the time. So something else you're asking. What was the last thing you asked me?
Why did you go to university?
So everybody thought that Kamuru was super successful. We were known. We were very famous. But we weren't exactly making money, because promoters still didn't pay Kenyan artists a lot of money compared to when they book international artists. So like our counterparts, I remember Akamula has a song with Wizkid. Wizkid came and he visited Nairobi, and he was like, oh my god, Akamula, oh my god, take him to your studio.
Yeah.
We were in studio.
Yeah,
they were like, he was like, what's your creative process? And we got to ask him as well. And he was kind of
fanboy.
So yeah, it was a kind of a we were actually doing better than Wizkid at that time, which was crazy, because I really respect his music as well. I'm like, as an artist,
08, was this 08 or 9-ish, or
the album came out in 2009, so this must have been 2008 when we recorded. So we were successful in the eyes of the people, but not financially. And the Kenyan industry didn't have a structure. The Kenyan industry was still suffering in terms of its own identity and, like, we respect our own people. I think also at the same time, we were still suffering from colonization, and we didn't even realize that we were self-loathing, and then it was showing up in our music. We were self-loathing in so many different aspects. So we'd go abroad and we'd perform, but we don't have a structure. We don't have a team that really knows what they're doing. So we went to the MTV EMAs in South Africa.
Right.
We were one of the performing artists. I think Tiwa Savage was one of the performing artists. You know Tiwa Savage? And I remember backstage just seeing a difference in how managers were handling things and how people's teams were handling things. These guys had their outfits made up. They did the proper sound check. They had their sound engineer. Us guys didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
We were 15. I was 15. They were 16. No, I'm learning everything from the industry with my eyes. From like first person, that's how I was learning everything. And I feel like I realized very quickly that we don't know what the hell we're doing. And so when I came back to Kenya and I saw how people were so complacent in the way that they were doing things, which is the wrong way. Everybody was just making things up with egos, male egos. A lot of the time it was just male egos. So I grew up a little bit, and I reached the point where I was supposed to go to college, and I was like, I'm definitely going to go and study music, because I realized there's a gap. We don't know what we're doing. We think we know what we're doing. We're lying to ourselves. We're not going to go anywhere, and I'm not going to drown because of people think that I'm famous. Like, I hate fame, first of all. I'm super unhappy when people are like, oh, my God, look at me. Like, that. I mean, it's cool, and I appreciate being, like, acknowledged. But that's not what I do this for. I do this to, like, connect with people on an intimate level. And I feel like the minute that someone puts me on a public show, the connection is actually lost. Which is crazy. So yeah, I went to study music production. First, I went to CalArts in California, because I thought that Berkeley was cool again. Mm-hmm. But in the end, I realized that that's where I should have been, because that's the level that I wanted to get to. Mm-hmm. It's like, a lot of the alumni are like Grammy-nominated artists. They're in the actual industry.
Yeah.
Which is something that I needed, because I was in the actual industry. So I didn't need to be taught by someone who was thinking about the industry in theory, mm-hmm. or thinking about music in theory. I needed it to be very connected to the industry. And yeah, that's why I chose Berkeley.
Yeah.
And I do not regret it, even though Boston is cold.
Yeah.
yeah.
It was worth it.
Yeah, it was definitely worth it.
So I just played about, in total, played like less than 20 minutes of what amounted to be an hour-long interview. And, you know, radio, airwaves, you know, I got a time limit and I got to start warming up to the next show. So what I'll do is I'm going to have another episode. I'm going to do another podcast where I'll have the whole interview, full hour-long. So y'all stay tuned for that. In the meantime, yo, check out Karun's music. Check out our website, karunmusic.com. Check her out on Instagram. Check her out on Spotify.
About your, you know, EP.
And I'll come through with the rest of that interview. Stay tuned on that. Check me out on Instagram as well, The Afrolution, Facebook, all that good stuff. You know, I'd love to hear your feedback. And like I said, it's about to be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful night. We still got another holiday tomorrow. So, you know, shout out to you and your family. Happy Family Day. Coming live from unceded Masquerade territory. This is CITR 101.9 FM. It's been a pleasure chilling with your boy, The Afrolution. And I'm going to wind down with a little local content right now. I've got my homies Atomic and PYMTI. Put your mind to it. They got a song, Just Do It. Bump to that. I got some of my own shit, you know. Shameless. I'm a shameless plugger, man. I plug myself. So I got some Afrolution coming as well. And we're going to end it with Tian Gibbs. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. One love. And it's been the New Era Show. Take care, Van City. Drive safe and drink responsibly. You know what it is.
Tired of all the hating when the world needs so much love. Caught up in a circle when you see him flying dove. Stuck in the middle, is it money, sex, or drugs? Got me going crazy, baby, call me what you want. I don't think
I'm done with thinking these thoughts. Got me down a hole. The rabbit keep on digging, it's tearing at my soul. I cannot sit complacent, I got a jet to go. Feel the ground breaking, gotta take off now. Mind in the state of a winner, gotta act now or forever be gotten a sinner. Trust in yourself, nobody know better. No matter the weather, the present is yours. Take what you wish if the wishing is yours. Universe travel, we came from the stars. Now we in conscious, we raising the bar. Goals that we set, know we go far.
Tired of all the hating when the world needs so much love. Got up in a circle when you see him flying dove. Stuck in the middle, isn't money, sex, or drugs? Got me going crazy, baby, call me what you want. I don't think, I don't think, I just do what I need. You can say what you please, keep it true, real it's three. I don't think, I don't think, I don't think, I don't think, I just do, keep it real, this for you, yeah.
I don't talk too much. Please don't ask me questions like such and such. You already know the answers. Yeah, we got it all. Just search it up. Yeah, Google couldn't touch me. I'm something real and ugly. They can't fuck with me, but shit, I'm living lovely. My feelings feeling bubbly. My old self dusty, yeah. I just broke up with the cocoon like a caterpillar. I'm a whole different soul. You can never catch this nigga. I lost support when I gained me. Niggas only love you in the same breed. Me, I'm a whole different species. Young, bent alien, and no, this not wheezy. Coming from the deepest of my system got me wheezing. All we need is love, and the beauty is we breathing.
Tired of all the hating when the world needs so much love. Got up in a circle when you see him flying dove. Stuck in the middle, isn't money, sex, or drugs? Got me going crazy, baby, call me what you want. I don't think, I don't think, I just do what I need. You
can say what you please. Keep it true, real, it's three. I don't think, I just do. Keep it real, this for you, yeah. Gone with the wind, lost in a hole. Bury the soul, now they control the way that you go. Hold on tight, unless you individual. Not seeing the whole of the picture. They stealing minds like a Hollywood scripture. Wrote up the plot and they play in a rapture. Apocalypse coming, there's nowhere to crash, And I've been aware from times before to now present. Past life vision of the stars colliding from telescope turn kaleidoscope. Still though, where the love at? No legacy or honesty, just vanity. Only thing I see between you and me, and that's a damn true fun. Tired of all the hating when the world needs so much love. Caught up in a circle when you see him flying dove. Stuck in the middle, isn't money, sex, or drugs? Got me going crazy, baby, call me what you want. I don't think, I just do what I need. You can say what you please, keep it true, real, it's three. I don't think, I just do, keep it real, this for you, yeah.
I could never really think about a hater, catch you later, cause tonight my shit is all up in your club. I could really only think about this paper, cause this money making shorties turn up in the club. I could never worry about what you be thinking, I was linking with the bro, now the boot is going up. I cannot believe what you be saying, shit is not convincing, now you talking like you know what is up.
Something just don't feel the same. Asking myself questions like, am I the one to blame? I know we got issues, but you know I'll never change. Running from your past, but you ain't gotta run from me.
We got these fucking problems, got a list of people talking. I hate that my decisions make you feel like you're an option. We got all this shit in common, don't tell me you forgot it. I can't stand to hear that I'm the reason why you're walking.
I don't wanna change all my colors, no, no. I don't wanna say I don't love you no more. I don't wanna hold on to nothing, oh Lord. I don't wanna feel, I don't wanna feel. I don't wanna change all my colors, no, no. I don't wanna say I don't love you no more. I don't wanna hold on to nothing, oh Lord. I don't wanna feel, I don't wanna feel.
And I don't wanna fall in love again. And I don't wanna play games or pretend. I just gotta try to hold it in. Fuck it, I'm gonna build these walls again. Yeah, and you can't tell me that we couldn't make this happen. I feel so out of balance, my fault. I got some habits in my patience I was lacking. I thought you was the baddest. I know we really had it. Now we both moving in silence and can't say what really matters.
I don't wanna change all my colors, no, no. I don't wanna say I don't love you no more. I don't wanna hold on to nothing, oh Lord. I don't wanna feel, I don't wanna feel. I don't wanna change all my colors, oh no. I don't wanna say I don't love you no more. I don't wanna hold on to nothing, oh Lord. I don't wanna feel, I don't wanna feel.
Tell me why she play with me. She's changing up my energy again. She's gonna run away from me. And I don't wanna be the man I've been. Tell me why she play with me. She's changing up my energy again. She's gonna run away from me. And I don't wanna be the man I've been. I ain't waiting for you now. Not now, not now. And I ain't waiting for you now. Not now, not now, not now. Yes, I
you move for the city. Not really pretty. I ain't pretty, but got a finesse. Get in my text, get in my text, get it racks. Duck up the racks, move for the city. Not really pretty, I wanna bounce. I need my racks, got a finesse. Showing some sex, showing some sex. Hand on our chest, hand on our chest, hand on our chest. Trying finesse, trying finesse. Move for the city, not really pretty, not really pretty.
Seeing what I. Yeah, big dog with the flex, yeah. They cannot finesse us, told them we are next up. I just got the money, about to pull up in a Tesla.
I've been praying for a blessing. Skip class, I ain't even know the lesson. Young boy, I'm just trying to be a flexin'. At me, I ain't wanna f*** mention. I hope you get the message.
I'm about to pull up on a Tesla. The niggas run the scene, just extras. Flippin' on the road, they ain't next to us. And as I wanna go, and he next up.
Yeah, I'm up next. Chillin' with a baddie from the west side. Angelina Jolie with her thick thighs. Says she kinda lonely when she get high. I tell her slap by, you know what time now. Fuck from the sun up till the sun now. Molly Perkins, just know we don't do that. Only if the liquor on the weed now. Yeah, we choose it.
Got a finesse, ayy. Get in my text, ayy. Get in my bands, yeah. Stack up the racks, ayy. Move for the city, for the city. Not really pretty, ayy. I want my bands, ayy. I need my racks, ayy. Got a finesse, got a finesse. Showing some sex, showing some sex. Hand on our chest,
hand on our chest,
hand on our chest. Try and finesse, ayy. Move for the city, ayy. Not really pretty, ayy. Not really pretty, ayy.